Fill in the blank quiz. Listen and fill in the blanks with a word for each.
In 3D printing, 3D models are first created as files on a computer. The printer then uses a material like plastic or metal to create physical objects. The process involves making one layer at a time until the objects reach full form. Usually, this process is slow, but NanoDimension said it has tested a 3D printer that can produce stem cells much faster. NanoDimension is partnering with another Israeli company, Acelta, a developer of proprietary technologies to produce iPS cells. The patent application request describes the 3D printing process for making human tissues and organs. The companies have yet to produce fully functional human tissue for medical use. Amit Duror is the head of NanoDimension. He said testing has so far resulted in a proof of concept for 3D printing stem cells.
Well, we have proven that we have the ability, by combining the know-how and IP of both companies, to get to the right materials and basically being able to print very fast an array which resembles a tissue by using human stem cells.
Special ink containing living stem cells is mixed with other substances to support growth, Duror said. The goal is to create the right mixture that copies actual conditions in the human body. It's not that every layer of tissue within an organ or skin or any part of the body has just a mixture of cells, Duror noted. They are located in different concentrations in different places. Developing stem cells into lifelike, functioning tissue has long been a problem for researchers. William Wagner is the director of the University of Pittsburgh's McGowan Institute for Regenerative Medicine. He says 3D printing technology can be very useful. Wagner added that he believes production of complex human tissues, such as full organs, is still years away from happening. So 3D printing would likely be more successful in producing simpler tissues like skin or muscle, he said.